The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan visits Maryland on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
I would go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, Free Agent Blog.
Hey, Jim. Yesterday, speaking with Caesar, he's a guy who's practiced at four of the five spots on the offensive line. Seems really kind of mature and gathered for being a true freshman. Wondering just your overall impressions of him. What does his versatility bring to the line? What does his maturity bring to the locker room?
He's been good right from the beginning, and been probably even more. He's been an extra O lineman. He's been a center. He's been a left guard, right tackle. So brings very good versatility, and with that, very good mind for football, and a desire to play.
With the offensive line being, you know, it's pretty technical. I mean, playing on offensive line, there's a lot that goes into it. How would you assess just the way that he understands everything, how he gathers everything?
Very much more beyond his years, and very bright. Yeah,
appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
You don't see that every year with every guy.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Tom Canavan, Associated Press.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Good.
This is more a league question. When you look at the conference this year, four of the five best teams are loaded in the East. I know it might be a cyclical thing, but, I mean, does the league need to consider maybe spreading the wealth? Realigning?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, Great Lakes Post.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good.
At the press conference yesterday, you mentioned Wilton State is progressing very well, faster than people expected. Is there a chance that we might see him on the field later on in the year?
To be determined. It's possible.
Okay. Another thing, I asked you about Caron Higdon. Maybe have you ever seen someone like that before or previous times? I think I asked you this yesterday, but just maybe kind of go into that a little bit. Just how his progress has been.
Been very good. Yeah, been played with and coached a lot of great backs, and Caron is progressing very well. He's become a very good player on our team. I think he acquits himself with many of the other really good backs in the Big Ten, and haven't seen all the backs on every team across the country, but I think he's doing really well.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Angelique Chingelis, Detroit News.
Jim, I was just wondering, is John, your brother, going to be able to be on the sideline with you Saturday?
I don't know that. He came the last time we played Maryland.
Right.
But, I haven't talked to him about it this week.
Cool. Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Casey Campbell, Great Lakes Post.
Hey, Jim, sorry, I just had another question. Maybe talk about Chase Winovich for a second. How has he progressed, and how have you liked his play in the last few weeks?
Liked his play all year. He's been a real consistent top performer on our defensive line. All of our defensive linemen graded out at a winning level this past week, including Aubrey Solomon, who played, who started his second consecutive game. Mo Hurst was outstanding. Rashawn Gary was outstanding. And Chase Winovich, outstanding. So, yeah, Chase has been a consistent high performer all season.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.